Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Kenny Malone. Every Friday at this time, we're telling small stories about one of the biggest events in South Florida history. It's our Remembering Andrew series. It'll run every week until the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew.
There is a loud explosion and the roof of the house is torn off. In my 2 years in Florida, this is the first time I have felt cold.
When we put out a call for Andrew stories, the British consulate in Miami sent us a remarkable document. Sammy Mack brings us the story.
My name is Kevin McGurgan, and I'm a British diplomat.
One day, about a year ago, McGurgan was going through old papers, looking for stuff to throw out.
And buried at the bottom was an old file marked Crisis Management.
Hurricane Andrew, lead up, destruction, and aftermath.
And we pulled it out, and inside was this wonderful record detailing everything that the consulate had done at the time to prepare for the arrival of Hurricane Andrew.
The crisis take with them radios, torches, candles, food, drink.
This is Philip Grice writing about his own family. In 1992, he was British Consul General in Miami. He filed this report about a week after Andrew. It's 9 pages long, single-spaced.
2:30 a.m. Glass smashes against the walls of the bedroom and becomes embedded in the door. The bed and the rest of the contents are picked up and thrown about the room.
It was an official record of the storm, but this is not a typical diplomatic report. Grice starts out with a sort of formal remove. He describes himself and his family in the third person. As he builds towards the most terrifying parts of the storm, he switches to first person.
3 a.m. The two smallest children begin to cry. One of them becomes incontinent. The elder 10-year-old girl picks up the Yorkshire Terrier, which is in danger of drowning, and holds on to him for the next 3 hours. The aftermath. 8 a.m. We venture outside and are faced with scenes of destruction of Hiroshima-like proportions. There are no trees, power or telegraph poles left standing. Houses have no windows. Most have lost all their doors as well, and some have collapsed completely. The hurricane water is brackish and smells of sewage.
He goes on to describe the sweltering, mosquito-ridden days afterwards. The looting, the isolation. Grice says Miami would have been his favorite post as a foreign diplomat, if not for Hurricane Andrew. Now, he's mayor of Carmarthen, Wales. He says he wrote the report because he needed people back home to understand what it was like to be cowering in the closet with the children and the dogs, what it was like to witness the roof tiles and picture frames transform into shrapnel.
I did wonder exactly what I would write and put down, whether I would just do a little report or just get some of the newspaper cuttings from the Miami Herald. But then I thought it would be quite useful for posterity to record what it's like for a family. So I thought, well, I'd better tell it like it is.
The report got filed away for about 19 years, until it was rediscovered last year by the current Consul General. Now, at posts that are vulnerable to hurricanes like the Dominican Republic and Cuba, Grice's report is required reading. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
You can read Philip Grice's full account of Hurricane Andrew at WLRNunderthesun.org. Thanks to Kevin McGurgan for telling us about the report. You can share your own Andrew story at our website, WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Kenny Malone.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.